All right, the Reds, it's the big match show. I haven't done one of these for a while, with good reason, because it's weird as fuck. the idea, if you're a new subscriber, basically we watch a half of an old Liverpool match that's available on YouTube. And the idea is that, you know, you watch along as well at the same time and, you know, get a bevy in your hand, watch half, a great half of football and listen to us waffle on. And if that hasn't put you off and you stayed with us, we're well in. And so this time around, we're going to watch Liverpool play an Arsenal in the 2001 FA Cup final. It is on YouTube. It's a fella called Dave Waller, I think, who seems to whack up a load of old matches on YouTube. So well in, Dave. Yeah, so joining me, Gareth Roberts, is Ian Salmon, Dan Austin, Craig Hannan, Fuad Hassan. And yeah, we're going to get cracking on it. We've got two laptops set up on either side of the table. Andy's not on it now, lad. Andy's just producing with sunglasses on for some reason, but you know, that's just adding to the whole weirdness of the whole occasion. So yeah, I mean, some people actually choose to just listen to this regardless and not watch the footage. Up to you. Anyway, we're going to press play on these laptops. Dan likes this bit, don't you, lad?
Yeah.
Here we go then.
Are we on the same time?
Yeah, 50-28, yeah.
You ready?
Ready?
Stefan, not buffering Craig,
two,
no.
2-1. Press play! And here we go. Gerrard and Murphy kicking off for the second half in a gold and black kit.
It's good, that kit, I think.
ITV footage. It's 0-0 at this moment in time.
I think the Arsenal.
Clive Tilsley and Ron Atkinson commentating shows you how old this is, because, you know, big Ron doesn't get so much work these days, with good reason.
This is. Are we allowed to talk about that reason?
Nah, let's do that.
This is
Ben Marcus Babbel there.
Google it. Big Dave Seaman there with his ponytail, palming one away. I think in the first half, it's worth saying, for those that don't remember this match, that Liverpool got absolutely battered. About 20 shots off the line. I think the Henshaw, where he played as a second goalie, his first half as well. Hippie A clears a few off the line. Yeah, we were everywhere, really, and Arsenal should have been ahead. But still 0-0, as I say, and Liverpool just nearly scored.
And you know what? I don't think I've ever actually seen this game. This is part of the weirdness of memory.
Call yourself a Liverpool fan.
I know, but part of the weirdness of memory, I'm fairly sure that I was working this day, because my assistant manager wasn't. But it's a year before, it's a year when I was an assistant manager somewhere else, so that can't have happened. So, but I'm sure I haven't seen this. I don't know why. In the same way, that this is one of these games that for me doesn't really exist. I know it happened, but it doesn't really exist. In the
it
same
does
way,
exist, I went.
For you it exists, for me it's not there. But the same way the 90... Oh.
Here we go, one Rees through, Westerveld out, he spilled it.
Oh, Jesus, we're all over the fucking place.
It was a good game. It's certainly a good game if you haven't watched it. You know, you should get involved and watch it.
Yeah, no, actually, I won't spoil
yeah, don't spoil it.
I don't know what happened, but it's
an FA Cup final from 17 years ago. Don't spoil it.
Off the line there by Sammy.
Is that Cardiff, this, by the way? And if you missed out on going to a cup final in Cardiff, you really did miss out, because it's a cracking city, great for a bevy. The ground is right in the city. As grounds probably should be, really, because it's a sound place to have grounds, because it means you can go to the pub, stumble into the ground, have a great time. The sun was out, you can see it was hot. I mean, Gary McAllister's coming on here, and in the first half, I remember that he basically had a t-shirt over his head, sort of grandad at the beach style, to save his bald head from being sunburnt.
So we're only on highlights here, aren't we, because we just jumped to 60 minutes,
have we? Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're actually watching an entire half of football.
I mean, you know, best laid plans on that.
Yeah. I reckon it's got 40 minutes left of this video, but I reckon 35 might just be the post-match chat.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I like Gareth's laid-back approach to the big match.
It's
refreshing, isn't it?
The last time we tried to do one, most people, I think loads of people who were meant to be on it, didn't turn up. A game probably with good reason.
It was a Friday night at 7, yeah, and we all just went, fuck it.
And then it was late as well. We got a bit behind on the schedule, and everyone just went, should we just fuck this off and go to the pub? Yeah, we should, yeah. I mean, look, listen, you know, across the other podcasts, we're really professional, and we put a lot of effort into it. With this one, we just bought some ales and turned the laptop on.
If you have, nobody's just actually dusted this laptop in about a year and a half.
No.
So
if you have used laptop this, the meth.
If you've been thinking about subscribing to the Anfield Rap for a while and you've thought, oh, I'll subscribe today, and then this is the first you're listening to.
Listen to all the other shows.
Listen to the others.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
This is just a bit of a mess about one, really, let's be honest. But if you like the 2001 FA Cup final, oh, hang on. Freddie Ljungberg, shipping the keeper, there you go, Sammy off the line.
What's your take on his hair at this stage?
Ljungberg?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not into it.
How good was Sammy, by the way, just in general?
Yeah.
One of the best defenders ever to play for Liverpool Football Club.
The thing I liked about this FA Cup final is it just looks like what you imagine an FA Cup final to look like. You know, like the sun's beating down.
It's all action. It's back and forth.
It's back and forth. Cardiff looks glorious. I'm glad I didn't get to experience that.
Just on Sammy. Imagine being the Oldham scouts who let him go. I know. Imagine being that.
It was some like cameraman, wasn't it? Is the story like some cameraman seen him playing somewhere and said to Liverpool, "You should have a look at him." As Andy says, he got binned off by Oldham, and it was someone he wasn't even actually a scout who sort of put a bit of a word in and they had a look. And yeah, £2.5 million from Willem II, if that's even how you say it.
Willem II.
Whatever.
Was there a Willem I?
Don't know.
At some point.
Probably got it in video.
So was this the second version of Willem, or was it an alternative Willem?
They were the only...
We just jumped to 71, by the way. could be a very short...
We've done 4 minutes.
Could be a very short big match this. The best laid plans.
Should we be...
I'd better get on this ref's Wikipedia quick, hadn't I?
Yeah. I mean, find out now, Dan, if the ref's dead or alive.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a shame that we're doing such a recent match here, because I think it's a fair assumption that he's alive. It'd be really sad if he wasn't.
Oh, no, he is alive.
Yeah, there's a goal.
Oh, that's a cracking goal, isn't it? I can say it's in retrospect. That is a hell of a goal.
Ljungberg with a dyed red section of his hair has just tucked it in the back of the net. Arsenal ahead 72 minutes into the game, and I've got to be honest with you, I was at this game at this point in the match, had my head in my hands, and I was saying to a woman next to me who didn't know, that's it, we've lost. And she gave me a bit of a cuddle and said, it'll be alright lad, it'll be alright. And I didn't know where her optimism was coming from, because we'd largely been swatted in this game.
You've just asked about the referee there. I actually know that the referee's still alive because Gibbo interviewed him as part of what you were about to talk about.
I was going to plug it, but I think because the video's seemingly so short, we're going to have lots of time to plug it at the end. let's wait till then.
Talking to Gibbo, this is famously where that photograph got took.
Oh, yeah,
him with his lovely hair, with Kevin and Ben and all that.
It's really good. He's right at the front, isn't he?
Pot noodle, lad.
Pot noodle. Yeah.
If we can talk about footy for a second, this is an absolutely incredible Arsenal side.
Yeah.
From 1 to 11.
Remember, like very, very, very young Steven Gerrard, and Vieira was just a class above him.
Mm.
Just it was before Steven was turned into what he was, but it was a lesson.
And Vieira still has another 5 or 6 years at his peak as well.
The Arsenal team that you're talking about is David Seaman in goal, Lee Dixon, Martin Keogh, and Tony Adams, Ashley Cole, Freddie Ljungberg, Grimondi, Patrick Vieira, Perez, Henry, and Will Todd. And as I say, Lundberg's now scored in the 72nd minute. The Liverpool team was Westerveld in goal, Henshaw, Babel, Hippier, Carragher, Smita, Murphy, Haman, Gerrard, Heskey and Owen.
That's a cracking save by Westerveld there.
Look how much he fucked that second chance.
Fucked up the second one, big style.
That's mad.
First touch is fantastic.
It's absolutely mad that Arsenal only scored one goal in this game.
And Liverpool haven't done anything this half. Like, we've been watching this half for all of sort of 5 minutes. But they haven't every sort of...
It's been half an hour, according to the clock.
Yeah.
They haven't had a chance.
For us, every sort of attack sort of paired in nothing, hasn't it?
And again, that's Sammy just being dead calm on the line, isn't it?
That was a really good save 80 minutes. From
I assume.
Yeah, to ignore what I said before about all the goal line clearances being first half, my sense of time shit.
My perception of Sander Westerveld is that he was a bit crap. Is that right?
Yeah, largely.
What was he like? If you were going to compare him to Cy Mignolet?
Yeah.
Where does he rank
in the pantheon of Liverpool keepers that we've seen?
He was prepared to come out, it's fair to say, yeah. Isn't it, Anne? But he didn't know he'd get there.
He had the belt and clearance on him as well. Like, he could kick it, like, into the other.
Yeah, he did have a good kick on him.
He actually made one of the best cup final saves I've ever seen against Birmingham in the League Cup final. At least one on penalties. It was very similar to Grobbelaar's when he tried to chip him against Everton.
With the kangaroo set.
Yeah.
That ball by Gerrard, by the way, did you see that with the outside of his foot? It's gorgeous. And those boots he's wearing.
It's like the one he played.
Has he got Preds on it?
He's got the Preds, but it's the Preds before the... I think it's the first with the tongue.
The one with the big fin.
Yeah.
So did anyone else go? No.
Yeah, I was there.
Did you go? Yeah,
I was there. Splitting headache with the heat that day.
This is the game that got me into football. This is the first one that I actually sat down and watched fully and then decided I liked football and I liked Liverpool afterwards. Like, I'm so dread to think what would have happened if one of these million things that we've cleared off the line had gone in and we got swatted.
Do you remember what finally done for Vesterveld? Christine Karrenbaum, on the ball.
When he bent down to pick it up and it was went in and it was an awful mistake. I mean, he was bad in the UEFA Cup final in this season, wasn't he?
But do you remember when he let Dennis White score when he punched it into the... Didn't he punch it into
the... Oh, the Wise one's awful.
Yeah.
It's from a corner, isn't it? Wise, like, heads it, but he just punches it in.
Yeah. Probably deserved to be moved on just for that weird fight with Franny Jeffers.
You're going to get sent off, just fucking knock him out.
Exactly. If you're going to get sent off and it's going to be something involving Franny Jeffers,
twat him properly.
Twat him. We're on to 81 minutes here.
I think this is...
was there extra time in this?
No.
I cannot believe that Ian Salmon's come on to watch the 2001 FA Cup final. Hasn't a fucking clue what's about to happen.
Your role on this show is the oracle. No, my role on this show is to decide whether the ref's dead or alive or not. You failed in yours because you were working and Craig was going above the ref for me.
Oh, here's the goal.
It's a great thing.
That's a cracking hit, that. So, can we
Steve
do
Steve Dunn is the referee, isn't it? He's definitely alive.
He is because
John spoke to him.
Oh shit! This picture. Like, so this is not good podcasting, but basically after this goal by Owen, they all put their arms around each other and they go to the fans. And I think it's probably Colin Lane because he's the Echo's best photographer. Got a cracking picture of it. And like Owen, there's a lot of talk that Owen didn't really enjoy his football, wasn't a proper son of Liverpool FC, all that kind of thing, wasn't Fowler. But he enjoyed, let's get things right, he enjoyed this match and he was a brilliant striker at this point. And I actually had the picture of this goal or the celly off this goal on my wall in my house in Eton for years. But, you know, things have changed and I don't live in Eton, I'm with a different girl and she definitely wouldn't allow me to put that up in the living room. But, you know, big thanks to Amanda who we were seeing at the time for letting me put Liverpool memorabilia in every single bit of the house. And paint the walls red.
Cheers. Cheers to Amanda, everyone.
True story.
Did you have the bed linen as well?
I didn't have the bed linen. I drew the line there, mate. But I did have
I like the fact it was you drawing the line rather than...
She's asking you if you want a lampshade for Christmas and that.
At that time, actually, that same girl, she bought me a Zippo lighter engraved with... it just said Rushy's got 300 on the back, and basically the reason being is that like anyone who works with me can testify to this, that probably got some mild form of Tourette's where I just get songs or phrases in my head and say them until it
people, really Gareth
yeah
would you say, yeah
and so I just used to go around the house going Rushy's got 300, Rushy's got, to the point where she got it engraved on a lighter. Cool story, bro.
What the fuck was that?
Did she get rid of you after this?
I don't know, mate. Or any girl, for that matter. You know, thanks to them all.
We do half an hour on them all when this match finishes in a second.
As Craig always points out, I've got two kids, so there is proof of bad sex twice. Anyway, that was
the only way of proof, guys.
That wasn't what we were all here for.
So cracking midfield work from McAllister a minute ago.
So where's Paddy Berger, who's on as a substitute? Look at this for the ball. Oh no, it's not that one.
Do we know who we came on for?
That was a good ball though.
Well, the thing I'm suspicious of is, look at that Weller, and he's wearing his top and then underneath he's wearing a white t-shirt as well. Surely he is roasting. Do you not think?
Nah, because he's that cool, isn't he?
No, he is cool, but like He must be in the shade.
Berger came on for Murphy in the 77th minute, and Fowler also came on for Smeetzer at the same time.
So Fowler, mate. Who did Gary Mack come on for?
Gary Mack came on for Haman on the hour. We're now on 87 minutes. How long's the show so far, Amd?
12 minutes.
We're on 14 minutes and 22 seconds.
quick, think of Phil when this runs out.
just for the avoidance of doubt, this is not deliberate in any way.
No, it isn't at all. We thought this was...
Oh, here we go.
I mean, when I found this on YouTube, here we go.
It's a brilliant...
Let's just rewind that for the next 13 minutes.
It's come back as Michael Owen's wheeling away.
One laptop froze, one didn't, but I always remember this as a brilliant ball from Berger, but there's actually a lot of work for Owen to do there, isn't there?
Tons of it, yeah, because he has to fight his way through. Yeah, you know, it is basically, we said at the time,
a lot basically of won the FA Cup
single-handed. That was the year that there were like three or four of them getting the same haircuts every time he turned up, weren't they? You know, there were blonde crops going on all over the place.
Do you know what my favourite thing about this goal is? Like, the celebration, the way the camera pans around them as he puts his arms out wide.
Oh, ours is
you
gone.
See, so is ours. But you see as the camera pans around and you just see the bedlam in the stands, Owen's expression of just like...
He's really wide though, isn't he? And he fans the bottom corner. He's beating Seaman there. I think it's Dixon who he's made a tit of Arden. They're all top players. Yeah. They're all top players that he's done that to. And I think this is a game where it reminds you of that, you know, it's a shame that Owen's got a tainted legacy for Liverpool because he was fucking brilliant.
Do you remember that there was a thing at the time about his left foot wasn't that great?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he finishes on that side. That's what does for Seaman. Seaman's not expecting the team. He's expecting him to come back in.
Can you two remember at this stage, like, how you were feeling or whether Liverpool were backs against the wall? No, we're going to see this in a minute, but did it feel as if Liverpool were on the pressure?
It was done. Arsenal,
you felt like that was the winner. Arsenal
was just totally deflated because they put everything into it. They should have been 4-0.
And was that the case from the first goal?
It was against the run of play, wasn't it? And it, as I said before, Arsenal absolutely battered us. That woman next to me said, you know, well, we'll be all right. And I'm like, I don't know what you're basing it on. The battering us, they look well better than us. And we look done. And then, you know, out of nowhere, we pulled this out the can. Owen scores these two goals.
Do you remember Fowler should have made it three? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, look at their faces now. Look at the Arsenal faces. There isn't a lot of battle left in them there. And I remember coming out the ground as well, half cut, seeing a load of Arsenal fans giving them the V's and all that. And, you know, they weren't happy. Like, they weren't happy at all. It's a horrible way to win. Lose a cup final when your side's clearly been the better side. But equally, it's a boss way to win it. It was a great way to win it.
Do we remember what was wrong with Bergkamp? Because Bergkamp's just come on for Lee Dixon in the 89th minute. So there must have been something wrong with Bergkamp.
My theory on it is that Dennis Bergkamp went that good of footy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Dennis Bergkamp was that good of footy. That good. Not when he was playing for Arsenal.
3 minutes out of time.
Loads better forwards that they've got here. Sylvain Viltord was a better footy player.
Maybe
at this point.
Bergkamp was a revelation.
That Newcastle goal is the most overrated goal of all time.
I'm with you on that one. I don't think he means it. But
I think he not that good. It's a touch and then he slides it
but
past the stands of goalkeeper.
Then he scores that goal against Argentina for Holland.
That's all about the pass, though.
I've been slaughtered for that one before, so slaughter me again. I'm not arsed.
Do you remember Cardiff was the easiest bunk in the world as well?
I was buying my tickets.
I bought mine, but there's a subscriber actually, Colin Spree, who's from these parts now, lives in America. He used to run across the Cardiff Arms Park and there was always a gate left open.
Grass?
I just walked straight.
They're probably FBI knocking on his door in 12 hours.
No, because there's an after to this. It was the easiest bunk for 2001. They got wise to it in 2003. He tried the same 2003 and got knocked unconscious by his security guard. Rugby tackled halfway across the pitch.
Yeah, Fowler just fucked that up. He was through there. What, he let Keown
what
in.
What blows my Keown's mind about this is like we've talked this year about like how much we enjoyed the Champions League run and everything like that. But like you lot had this, or it's essentially it's two late goals in the last 10 minutes to win the FA Cup. Finally, don't deserve to.
We didn't deserve to win the League Cup
in the sun.
And then three days later. We finished third in the league.
Yeah, but 3 days later, then you all get to go to Dortmund. Brilliant. And amazing. That blows my mind that you'll have experienced two cup finals like that inside.
Our man of the match there from AXA.
I never went up.
Cheerful Arsenal fan in the stands.
Cardiff to London for a couple of days and straight over to Dortmund.
Unbelievable.
Was this game a good like the atmosphere? Was it?
Yeah,
was it really?
Yeah, it went off at the end.
Obviously, at the time. The FA Cup would have generally meant more as well than what it would do now.
What was that pub called? Was it the City Arms, was it?
Yeah, the one right by the ground.
Literally right outside, so you're 50 yards from your bevy to your seat. Well,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Cardiff was absolutely superb.
Do you remember the balls going up in the air?
Yeah. Honestly, everything about it was absolutely superb. It's a great place to go for a cup final. Well better than Wembley. Soz.
That was Fowler again. Should have had another goal, shouldn't he?
Clive Tilsley on the commentary as well. Gotta love Clive Tilsley.
That's it. Julio there.
Daylight fucking robbery, wasn't it? Really?
Completely. Yeah. I'm just looking at worried about the fact that both Julio and Wenger are younger than I am now.
I look, see Henshaw there, and the way he looks goosed and he's blowing out of his arse and big red cheeks.
From the third minute.
He looked like that all the time. I'm sure he was goosing someone before he went out on the pitch.
It would have been good if Gibbo had asked him that when he was doing Moments of Time.
Yeah, we can plug that now, Craig. That was brilliant, seamless. John Gibbons has been working on another Moments in Time. The Kenny Dalglish one's already out there. The Everton 5-0 one is already out there. This one is going to concentrate around this game, around this season. Spoke to loads of fans, loads of players, loads of journalists, and it'll be out soon. Look out for it on Tour Player. And there's much more effort gone into it than this show.
Well, this one's been, what, 15 minutes, and the laptop cut out as the winning goal went in. So I reckon you should submit this one for all the awards.
It honestly is. Like, it's probably the most impressive lineup. It's definitely the most impressive lineup of any of the Moments in Time he's done so far.
I thought you meant this now.
Yeah. This one's good.
But, I think I'm almost certain he's got about five or six players from the day. He's got...
Thierry Henry is sitting on the floor, by the way, crying, heading his knees... Someone's massaging his neck, whereas Julio is just waving at people going, boss me, aren't I?
Ours has been frozen for about 10 seconds, just on that fella in the polo shirt.
Julio's post jacket's back on
for the interview.
He won't do it in his shirt sleeves, he just looked really smart. So one of the players we didn't talk about
He's just said, by the way, sorry, he's just said we nullified each other and there wasn't a lot of chances. I mean, that's nearly as bad as Rigobert Song was eating the grass. There was loads of chances, Gerard, and most of them fell to Arsenal.
Where's the bottle opener?
At your Mars.
Ah, come on.
Marcus Babbel we didn't talk about.
Brilliant player.
He was a fantastic player.
That season.
It was one of those players that we just never saw enough of.
Well, he got that game Bar syndrome.
Yeah.
That season,
two years later, he was lethally ill, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But that season, he was incredible.
Do you remember that goal he scored in the Goodison game?
The Gary McDerby.
It's always forgotten about.
The Gary McDerby.
Carlos Alberto.
When Babbel signed, was it a big deal? He signed for Bayern Munich, didn't he?
It was like a fucking hell, yes, we're back. We can sign players like Marcus Babbel. I remember being absolutely made up that we got him.
He was shopping at the top table, wasn't he?
He was fucking brilliant as well.
But everyone knew it was going to happen as well from like early on in the season. There was just these mad rumours of Marcus.
You see who that was then? Oh no, you can't see it. And you're probably the only other person who'll remember him just pulling Gerard away from that interview. Ian Cotton, great days.
Yeah. Ian the Goth.
Look, I believe that he was probably being told by people above to do this, but it was down to Ian Cotton that I was banned from the press box for a while. So thanks for that, Ian.
What had you done? Or supposedly
I just wrote a lot about.
Is this around the time of the famous memo?
No, we're going way
before
back.
The memo.
Way, way back. No, so the timeline, there was Ian Cotton, wasn't it? And then Ian Cotton, and then it was Jen Chang, wasn't it?
No, but Ian Cotton was there for
he'd been there for about 20 years, wasn't he?
Yeah, he'd been there for ages, but you know, he was still at sort of Hicks and Gillette's mercy as an employee, wasn't he?
Oh, God, sure.
Whereas Jen Chang lasted about 6 months.
Well, you know,
dog shit in the letterbox
and that,
And then look, we followed Jen, our mate Tigsy.
That's the memo, isn't it? Yeah.
He's the memo, yeah.
Derby County's Paul Tittle. Anyway.
Gareth, one thing that we didn't do there was any advertising hoarding chat. But a couple of them have come up here, and they're all firms that still exist, I think.
AXA.
Yeah, I get me travelling
insurance.
They sponsored the trophy at the time, didn't they?
Do you know what? It's actually quite cool. It's quite cool seeing the flags, and there's a few of them that you still see pictures of now. Mm. You still see around the match now as well.
One of the reasons, in fact, that I really like this Arsenal kit is that it's got Dreamcast on the front, which is really of its time. And the away had Sega on, didn't it? So it was different.
That was as cutting edge as you could get at the time.
But like it's so nostalgic now to look back on, because I mean we had Carlsberg for like another decade, didn't we? Crazy Taxi was good, weren't it, and
Crazy Taxi was great.
Soul Calibur, mate. It was all about Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast.
Did you ever play Shenmue?
Did I play Shenmue?
Gerard is like 100% scouts here, by the way. He's got absolutely bone dead that he's.
This
looks
is
like, looks
Wade
like
his, Smithy. He's dead, like, yeah.
Looks like, he's dead skinny, and he just looks,
dead. Looks like his ma boxed this in the back garden. And then he's just being really scouse in the interview.
He's just passed it on to his assistant manager there. It's fucking mad, that, know, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I reckon he was doing wheelies home from training and everything.
like if this game was now, Gerrard would have a Ketwig.
Yeah. And wheelie everywhere.
If this game was now, Gerrard would be Tom
it's
Davis.
It's
one of
your favourite thing about living in
neon
track.
Oh, yeah, that's wacky.
It is.
It's all right. You know what he had today? What do you have? An ice cream? How'd you say it? A whippy?
Nah, I call it a 99, but I was trying to get... this isn't for a 2001 FA Cup final, I don't think. We'll keep that
Come
for
on,
next time. But I think, yeah, Gerrard definitely have a Ketwig.
What do you reckon?
I'm intrigued by the whippy.
Any chat about this Reebok kit, by the way?
I think I'm into it because it reminds you of winning a trophy.
But
it's weird.
In this kit,
it's weird
so, yeah.
It's weird watching Liverpool in a cup final not wearing red, I think. Do you know what I mean?
It is. I dread next season of facing Atletico Madrid on their own ground wearing purple.
Purple Warriors.
Yeah.
Nah, man. But you know what? Like, do you know
not
what?
Sure about this purple.
People were saying, "Oh, I dread to see this bright yellow toxic thunder kit. I dread to see this horrible orange kit." And then by the end of it, whenever we're winning loads of games in it,
well,
you love it.
I think it's already
future
got
Liverpool player Alex Manninger there, by the way, on the pitch.
It's got a little bit cooler that kit because it's basically the same colours as Colombia's second kit, isn't it? Like they had it on the other night, and I thought
it's one of those.
It's also
that,
the
it
same
looks,
the
that was the first. That was the first Liverpool away kit where they had any hint of blue on it, if I remember correctly. So like, yeah. It's like an orange, but like a really dark.
We're all denying that it's midnight. It's not blue. It's
blue.
Midnight.
No,
but about a year later, really I had a goalkeeper kit that was proper orange that had like loads of blue all over it. So that
I
must have been them like bending it in and seeing if it was acceptable.
Fantastic footballer.
I loved Vieira. Just fucking like I would have paid anything to have him for us.
Yeah, of defo.
They
got him from Milan for about £500,000, didn't they?
No,
something wild.
The Wenger genius, to be fair.
Well,
worth remembering that he was actually pretty good as a manager before everyone decided he was shite.
Again, he revolutionised football, didn't he? He just changed football for the 21st century. Came in very early and got everything right.
And Big Jed's just had his kicks off in this final.
Yeah.
But this
they,
team,
they claimed we were on parity with them.
This team is essentially the one that does the invincible season, isn't it? It's got a few additions, Gilberto Silva and that, but it's this nucleus of the team that he keeps together for like another three or four years and just gets better and better.
So what was on the day travelling to Cardiff, what was the expectation? I know it's to win the cup, but because obviously Arsenal would have been favourites at the time, weren't they? So was it one of those where
we were quite close to them in the league and stuff like that. It wasn't like we were miles off, do you know what I mean? Because as I said before, we finished third, and I think we don't finish, I think they're second, aren't they? And we don't finish that far behind them in point wise. And obviously, like, you know, we weren't bad. It's worth saying.
We were a hard team, man. We had
a great squad that season. You know, there was a lot of quality around the edges as well as the first team. You know, you had a strong bench there. You saw like Berger, you know, McAllister,
Fowler
coming off the bench. Fowler comes off the bench in the UEFA Cup final as well.
His only start is the League Cup final, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you've got Owen and Heskey up front,
Babel. You know, there was loads of quality in that.
That goes to show, like those three players that you mentioned. Berger sets one up. McAllister is influential in the UEFA Cup final, and then you've got and then you've got Fowler as well scoring in that in UEFA.
You get what I'm saying though, it
shows the strength and depth.
It's a bit of a difference to bringing on two unfit midfielders in a Champions League final.
Did he rotate?
Yeah,
heavily.
It wasn't heavily, was it? He had an 11 that he trusted.
It was very much third choice forward, it was
the beginning of the end of Fowler that season. And then he scored the best goal the Cardiff's ever seen against Birmingham as well.
Oh, that was a belter, wasn't it? And McCarragher's pen in the penalty shootout.
That was fucking brilliant. So everyone's expecting
the biggest run-up ever.
So Didier Mann comes on and went, obviously Germany will score, misses. And then Carragher, literally runs from the halfway line.
Honestly, loads of people turned away when Carragher was taking that pen, and he absolutely slotted it.
It couldn't have been any more top bin.
Yeah, it was
now bad. Now this is the thing about getting old, and it's going to come to you all. I was at that game, and I can't remember the pens.
I remember it because it was like...
It all goes.
Everyone had bricked themselves when he stepped up. Ronaldo's against Juve in this year's Champions League. It was that kind of top bin, I want to...
But this season,
I remember seeing videos of it because I had this treble video.
I thought that. I've still got it. It's in fact,
sure, that's one of my mates just gone past on there.
Will be. But yeah, this is a fantastic season. I think it's like, well, it depends on how old you are, doesn't it, and all that, but it's like, it's underrated as a season.
It's coming back, isn't it? It's a season where we're coming back as a force.
And it's the first time we're back in the Champions League, isn't it, after the ban?
Yeah. I was 19 this year, so it was kind of like you've been gone for a couple of years, but it was the first time we really hitting it hard, you know, going away and getting smashed and all that.
This is the season as well, isn't it, where I think, is it this final where Redknapp goes up to get the cup?
He's
club captain at the time. He's still club captain,
but he was out, wasn't he?
Round about this week, there's another important game we're missing out. Remember Charlton away?
In
the middle of all this.
Where he's far, it's over his head.
Yeah,
that's what
qualifies for the European Cup.
Some fella from the army and not bringing the FA Cup over, of course. Why not?
So, in terms of enjoyment, like, in terms of you know, you've got like 2005 and what happened there, but the fact that there was three competitions that they win, in terms of enjoyment, do you think that's the most enjoyable season of supporting and following Liverpool?
I think it's got to be up there, to be honest. I mean, obviously, like, Istanbul was absolutely mad and amazing and all the rest of it, but I think in terms of continually having boss days, stroke nights, this has got to be up there. It was superb. Boss, and it was around the time as well for me personally where like more of my mates went, do you know what I mean? Like I'm all the arse now, and less of my mates are sort of going to the aways and going to finals and stuff like that. But then, you know, there's a few going, and it was a good laugh. We honestly had the best time in Cardiff, and then the best time afterwards as well, obviously, when you've won.
Do you remember the thing with Cardiff, in so much as we always played the same end and we won, and like it got into a psychological thing where what end have we got?
And there's Redknapp's girlfriend of the time, Louise, in Nashville.
You had a poster of her on your wall, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Just because of the Liverpool connection?
Nah, because someone threw a picture up for my birthday the other day of when I was at uni, like, which is obviously a long time ago now, and I had a picture of her on the wall. Alongside a lot of other, you know, semi-naked women and that. I was at an age, you know what I mean?
Do you remember?
I was lonely and
trying to work out what Gareth's house looks like. This is all we know.
It's pre-internet, lads, you know what I mean? Trying to have something to, you know.
Oh, anyway.
Do you remember the maiden name?
Nerding.
While we're on the subject of her ex-husband.
Esky was boss, by the way. He's just lifting the cup there. Another one. He deserves more credit for his Liverpool career.
I think he's a moment of the time. I think we're allowed to say this, aren't we?
Yeah, of course.
I think there's likes of. Yeah, I think it's. I think it's Carragher, McAllister, Oncho. Who did I just say at the start there?
That referee who's not there.
Oh, the referee. Yeah, I think Lee Dixon's on it as well.
Clive
Tilsey, the commentator.
Brilliant.
I think you're on it, Gareth, aren't you?
I am indeed.
They built up to the best day.
I think I'm probably fucking blowing my beans on all the stories that I say on that.
I think
was it all about Louise Redknapp?
It certainly was.
Smeetzer, I think, is on it as well.
Is Big Jed on it?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Basically, it felt like at one point from this, Josh's phone. His messages were just all footballers. So, like, if you went through his messages, it was just like Stefan Oncho, Emil Heskey, Vladdy Smeetzer, McAllister. It was like,
oh, I'd imagine the group chat.
He was loving it. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. But Heskey loves emojis, which I absolutely loved.
I could see that.
He used emojis all the time when he was texting them.
I'm pretty sure Michael Owen said something like that. Heskey was the best sort of partner up front that he ever had. And I'd have to go along with that. I mean, that's
well,
like,
a lot of people time, said that, didn't he?
Yeah.
And
but he scored a lot of goals himself. I mean, you know, Jed started playing him on the wing, didn't he, later on, which wasn't helping anyone. No. But
do you remember that Derby County away?
Yeah.
Esky.
Yeah.
Is it that
the
goal?
One of the best individual.
Is that the one where it goes in the top bin?
One of the best individual performances of any footballer.
But it's such a shame the way he's sort of looked back on now, and he's almost this comical. He's almost this like comical character, isn't he? Because of like what he was like at Aston Villa.
He's viewed as a big soft lad who fell over a lot.
Yeah,
and he wasn't. So
you've got a load of pricks that were singing, if Heskey can play for England, so can I. No, you can't. You're a fat cunt. And
he became a laughing stock. Didn't he? Your answer to 2010 time because he got back in the England squad because they had nobody else. Capello started picking him again, and people just viewed him as a bit of a lump. That sort of, for anyone who's not a Liverpool supporter or Birmingham or whoever, probably sort of defines his career.
That season, I think he was the player that we bought when we got him, because at times he was absolutely unplayable. The one I want to go back to, Redknapp. Is this a season that England broke Redknapp in the Scotland game?
No, that was 96.
Was that the 90s? No, it was one of the qualifiers.
No, I know the game you're coming at. You're talking about the game you're referring to. Was Redknapp come on against Scotland at half time?
Was that actually in Euros?
Euro 96. And he jumped up for the header in the centre circle, landed on his
snapped.
Leg, twisted his knee.
Yeah.
How's that for detail?
Basically won the game single-handedly for England and then was stretchered off.
Yeah.
Never the same player again. He was a great footballer.
What are your thoughts on Gregory Vignal?
I've got loads to say about Gregory Vignal.
Played well against Everton.
He played the Gary McDarby, didn't he?
Played really well as well.
French defender, left back, I believe. Played the Derby once. And yeah, lovely guy. That's all I've got.
Came with a lot of hope, didn't he?
I think he had a couple. He had a bit of finesse, and he looked a little bit.
So we were expecting him to be a really good footballer for a bit there.
Back then, no, there wasn't like every like football manager and everyone was tooled up. If someone come with an exotic name, they'd send us to get the benefit of the doubt.
Gregory Vignal was basically, when you were doing the stickers when you were a kid, he was basically the one that you always got and you couldn't swap away because everyone else had him. Do you know what I mean? Where you got excited to get Liverpool players.
I actually went to one of them things. I had like the
swap
shop. I think it was Merlin. Yeah, the Merlin swap shop.
Yeah.
It was on Mount Pleasant. And you could meet like someone at the end, but it was kept a secret. So like you took your book, you took your pack of stickers and you stood in the queue and you swapped them with everyone to try and finish it before you got to the end of the queue. And then there was a footy player behind the curtain. And because it was in Liverpool, you didn't know there was a Liverpool or Everton player. So I was thinking, fucking hell, I'm going to turn this corner in. It's going to be Paul Gerrard, isn't it? But it wasn't a turn. It was Sammy Appiah. It was Boss. He was really nice and polite and shook my hand in that.
Amazing.
That must have been 2001.
Arsene Wenger just did his interview at the end there, and it's fair to say he was much more accurate about the game than Gerrard Houllier. He said we dominated it for 75 minutes, made a couple of defensive mistakes, and they won it. And that's how football goes sometimes. I think he's absolutely dead on in his assessment. So we win that game basically because of Michael Owen, don't we? It was like said before about how it's the tainted legacy, the Manchester United thing, the way he's a bit of a tit on commentary and he's made various faux pas over the years. But right then, after that game and from then on, that was referred to, wasn't it, and as the Michael Owen final.
Quite rightly so as well. And he not had the best... I don't know when memory's playing tricks, but I don't think he had the most prolific season that season either, coming into it. He was in and out with the niggling injuries and one thing and the other. So, yeah, I always tend to think, had he gone the end of that season, it would be much better regarded.
If he'd gone any other way, because I think he'd have been better regarded.
After that, we did the next season, I think we finished second under Houllier, don't we? And then after that, it's like a steady decline. And by the time he left, he was seen as abandoning ship because...
I think it's influenced by the he didn't give Rafa a chance.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest problem. And then it's bottling it afterwards, isn't it?
That second goal, well, both the goals, it was funny at the time because the tickets for Cardiff, and it seems mad now, that given how much we paid for Champions League tickets, I think the dearest tickets were like 40, 50 quid and everyone was raging and it was like tickets for £9. So we managed to get on these £9 tickets and we thought we could be fucking sitting anywhere. Great, right behind the corner flag. Bang in line with Liverpool's two goals. Fantastic, amazing.
The thing I always think about
literally decide the own rundown as well when he beat Dixon.
So you've seen the best possible vantage point.
It was mad, unbelievable. And it was so hot. Robbo will tell you, I remember it looked sunny, it was so hot that day. Stinging headache. And Arsenal got 1-0 up and you just end your hands going, oh no.
I think everyone as well, like, it's fair, like everyone enjoyed themselves, shall we say, beforehand. It was like, you know, I reckon it's probably one of the drunkest ends I've ever been in. But it's one of them. It was sunny. The pubs in Cardiff are absolutely boss. The atmosphere was brilliant. There was no beef, you know what I mean? There was no thing.
And you were allowed to have a laugh, weren't you?
And it was good. It was a really good day, really good crack before and after the game. It was the same when we played West Ham there as well.
One of my fond memories of Cardiff, and especially this day, I was saying about the balls in the air. What used to happen in Vierie outside City Arms, you'd buy about, I don't know, there just seemed to be about 10 cases simultaneously being picked up in the air at any one time. And the trick was to catch a fella who wasn't paying attention. If you stood there with a pint glass in his hand or a plastic glass in his hand and you'd be chatting with him with the ball, some ball had just come out of nowhere. It's this pint absolutely swill him. I was born.
This is quite funny. Probably just finish on this, but it sort of emphasises that it was, you know, a bit of a smash and grab. If you like, the BBC did their ratings on the day. So Arsenal, Seaman 7, Dixon 6, Ashley Cole 6, Tony Adams 7, Martin Keown 8, Lundberg 8.
Sorry, can I interrupt?
Vieira 9.
I've just had the best idea ever.
Go on.
Can we get Jono to go back and do retro ratings on people? Get him to watch the game and then rate it.
Pass that idea on to Josh. Vieira 9.
I'm stealing that and the ideas, mate. I've got this good idea, you know.
Everyone's heard it. It's being recorded.
The three people who are still listening have heard it.
Come on!
Grimaldi 6, Pires 6, Wiltord 5, Thierry Henry 7. And then their three
and
substitutes all
Liverpool.
Got 6. Now, here's the Reds. Westerveld 7, Babel 6, Hensho 7. Hensho had a lucky escape early on when his handball went unnoticed, fair to say.
Didn't that happen twice?
No, Hibier cleared 3 off the line.
I think you're thinking of an Everton game as well.
Does the one is in the final against United in the League Cup, isn't there, where he accidentally like flicks it over the bar from the goal line and he's just trying to boost
it? Oh, he's into all that. Yeah. Hibier gets 8, Carragher 6, Murphy 5, Haman 5, Gerrard only 6, Smita 5, Heskey 6, and then Owen 9. And as I say, that sums it up, really. It was smash and grab from Liverpool. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a great season. You should all give a moment in time a listen when it comes out, because it'll be a cracker. It's a star-studded cast, as we said. And that's been another big match. Absolutely wild. If you have listened to it all the way through to the end, I think
42 minutes.
Wow. I think you should tweet every single one of us and say I'm one of the three that listened to the end.
Are you going to tell us what happened to this Amanda or what?
We split up and she's now married to my former best mate. Up the Reds.
Up the Reds.